Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back to wrap things up for you on a Monday evening. Thanks so much for joining us. Danny Garcia and I will take you for the next 6-7 minutes. We kind of saved the best for last. A lot of attention going on in Coral Gables. University of Miami really retooled the roster over the last couple of years in the middle of spring training, coming off a scrimmage last Saturday. A lot of guys looking pretty darn good. Adam Lichtenstein covers the Hurricanes for South Florida Sun Sentinel, and he's kind enough to join us. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time. What an exciting spring. I know you guys didn't get a chance to see much of it on Saturday, but certainly as they came back from spring break, a lot going on. A lot of positions up for grabs.
Oh, yeah, and thanks for having me again, Larry. Yeah, it's really exciting right now, and honestly, it might sound like I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but the more I see of this team, the more and more I like them. And more I think, you know, things could go very, very right in Coral Gables this year. They look really good. Very few position groups, I think, that are weaknesses or are not deep. I think this team has a chance to be really good this year.
Everybody looks at Cam Ward, and then all of a sudden when they walk away saying, okay, I could see. I can see why they, you know, kind of invested in him. A guy that very much is a leader. I mean, but he's not the only one. That whole quarterback room looks darn good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously Cam Ward's the guy. And everyone I've talked to, people who are with the team, you know, people we speak to in interviews and people I've spoken to who have been able to watch practice, everyone comes away with the same impression. Like, he's the dude. Like, I was talking to somebody on Friday, and he was saying, I think this might be the best quarterback Miami's had since Ken Dorsey. And, you know, wow. Miami's had a long and tumultuous, quarterback run since Ken Dorsey left, but that's still pretty good praise. And like you said, the quarterback room, you know, behind Cam Ward looks pretty solid. Like, I like how Reese Poffenbarger's looked, so far in camp. Ja'Kari Brown, I feel like he looks like he's put on some muscle. He looks better than he did, you know, when we saw him last. At the end of last year, Emory Williams is back. You know, he's healthy again. I think he broke his arm or, you know, suffered an arm injury against FSU. He looks like he hasn't missed a step, even though he, you know, had to recover from that. He looks, you know, so accurate. Looks like he's, you know, got that poise that we liked from him last year. And sure. And John Anderson, the freshman, you know, definitely a project kind of quarterback, but he's big. He stands out literally because he's like 6'6". You know. You know, he's not going to see the field probably this year because they've got a big quarterback room, but, you know, you can see what they like in him. And so, yeah, overall, yeah. It's a really solid quarterback room.
No doubt. 3 years ago, we were watching Miami play Pittsburgh, and every time Miami ran the ball, the offensive line was pushed back 5 yards into the ball carrier. Not happening anymore. That's got to be probably one of the strongest parts of the entire offense.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know Mario Cristobal. He's a former offensive lineman, so you know he's going to focus on that. Alex Murbaugh is a great coach. We're actually going to talk to him tomorrow, you know, kind of get a better read on the O-line. The thing that stands out to me about the line is that, you know, last year, all five starters started every game and barely missed any time. I think Javion Cohen missed, like, a handful of snaps with the minorest of injuries, but they all started every game in the regular season. And that just doesn't really happen. You know, you don't get five offensive linemen starters starting and playing in every single game. This year, you know, they have to replace a couple guys, Javion Kelman going to the NFL, Matt Lee going to the NFL. And right now, we know the talented freshman from last year, he's out for spring with an injury. So there's room on the line for guys to kind of make an impression. You know, that they brought in Zach Carpenter to play center. I think he's in the slot in nicely for Matt Lee. And we spoke to him for the first time last week. He doesn't have that that big, loud, brass personality that Matt Lee does, but he's a solid lineman at Indiana last year. And then that left guard spot kind of up for grabs, whether it's going to be Samson Okunlola or Luke Cristobal or Matt McCoy or Tommy Kinsler. Whoever it is, it's going to be a guy who's been in the system for a couple years now, knows how they want to play, knows the toughness, knows what needs to be done. So when you're looking at the offensive line projecting ahead for the fall, you know, you got Jalen Rivers, who's, you know, a veteran and a very solid tackle. Probably Samson Okunlola, former five-star prospect at left guard. Zach Carpenter, solid offensive, center. Anez Cooper, who's been just excellent since they put him in as a freshman 2 years ago. And then Francis Nouinoa, who's probably only going to get better after being a freshman All-American last year. So you look at this line and you're like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. April 13th is the spring game. Obviously, the 15th is when the portal opens back up. Miami's got to, I think, get rid of six, seven scholarships. I think that game is going to be kind of like a tryout session, because there's going to be a lot of kids not returning that are on the current roster, and maybe a few portal kids. But we're going to keep up with you. We're going to have you back after the spring game. We'll talk a little bit more at length on who sets themselves up, some of the new faces, because I know that when the portal opens, Adam, I think Miami's going to get a few more kids. I could see another lineman here and there. I could see another linebacker, somebody definitely in the secondary. Again, I appreciate you, man, checking in with us. We'll go more extent next time we call. Let everybody know how they can follow, because you got some good reads coming up on the social media and on the website.
Thanks. Yeah, just put out my middle of spring progress report. We're not quite at the halfway point for spring football, but it's close enough, and there was no practice today, so I figured I'd write that today. You can follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, at AB Lichtenstein. Read all my work at sunsentinel.com. And Larry, between now and the spring game, we got opening day. Opening day's on Thursday, so I'm sure you're excited for that like I am.
Yes, I saw that Trevor Bauer struck out two of the Yankees yesterday, playing for Team Mexico.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to sign that guy. He can win 17 games.
Well, the Yankees beat the Mets over in Tampa today, in spring training. Well,
that's no news. Hey, brother, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Good job. Adam Lichtenstein. And what a great show. Danny, thanks so much for doing what you do every single week. We're back with you next week. See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.